This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I'm the preacher and Bible teacher on this program, and we're in the doctrine of Christ. For more information on me, I encourage you to go to WGODradio.com or to my church website, islandcommunitychurch.net. It's in Florida, but I encourage you to go there and read the statement of faith if you want to know more about who I am. Who is this madman you hear on the radio? I'm sold out for Jesus. I believe He's coming back on my shift and on my watch. And I teach with that in mind. And I can handle that over me when I die and leave this world. Hereby charged with preparing people for Jesus' return, I plead guilty to that. Friends, what do you know and believe about Jesus? We're looking at seven things. Number one, He's born of a virgin. Number two, He lived a sinless life. Number three, God took a body. That is, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Number four, He's the Son of God. Do you believe? Mark 3:11 tells us the demons believe. Number five, He died on a cross. I think that's as far as we're going to get here today. We might get to number six, raised from the dead. Friends, if you'd like a copy of the handout that I have with all seven of these and all the scripture verses to back each and every one of these, would you write me an email? Paul@WMIEFM.com. Maybe you'd like a copy of my Bible translation. It's a New Testament called the EMTV. For any size donation to this ministry, I'll send you one of my New Testament Bibles, the EMTV. You can view it at majoritytext.com. And if you write to me, I'll give you my address for you to send a check and write to me here in Florida. This is part four of this message. We're going to wrap this up tomorrow. To hear the whole thing, you can go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. And this is part four now. We'll wrap this up tomorrow. The doctrine of Christ, which comes out of 2 John verse 9.
It's cheating to hear a demon tell you He's the Son of God. Let's let Peter tell you. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, "Whom do men say that I am?" Matthew 16:13. Some said John the Baptist, some Elijah, some Jeremiah, one of the prophets. He said to them, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven." Why is this non-negotiable? Because Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Demons know it. The Holy Spirit declares it. Angels announce it. Don't you believe it? The demons believe and you don't? You do, right? He's not the son of another. He's the Son of God. Therefore, He is God. Thomas bowed the knee to Him and said to Him, "My Lord and my God." John 20:28. Jesus said so Himself as much. Even in the original language, he said to him, "Amen, amen, lego humin, prin Abraham genestai, ego eimi," which is, "Verily, verily, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." He called himself Jehovah. Get your theology from this book alone. Not from what anything any man says to you. Meditate on it. Follow it. Believe it. I collect it. I smell it. And then I obey it. I love the smell of my leather Bibles. I've got nigh on 400 of them now. I can't get enough. But I think what brings God the greatest joy is that I try to do what it says. Because they're worthless if you're not going to do what it says. Obey it, what's written inside of it. Number five is Jesus Christ died on the cross. Maggie, I'm glad to see you writing this. It's going to be a test later. I'm only kidding, Maggie. Though I expect you, Maggie, when they knock on your door, to be able to give an answer like everyone else. But when you turn on the TV with your family and someone with more degrees than Kellogg's has got cornflakes, say, oh, Jesus never said he was God. I'm going to buy a gavel for everyone in here. The next time some fish-eyed fool gets on your television and says Jesus was not born of a virgin. Because if you believe them, if you're right, you're wrong. Don't waste your time. Because if he wasn't born of a virgin, your faith is worthless and good for nothing. But that's not true, because we've got the truth. The Bible is complete, and it's not going to change. It's written by eyewitnesses who went to their graves, dying and knowing and believing the truth. And they wrote it down so that you and I would have the truth. And it's not going to change any. We know the truth. Number five, Jesus Christ died on the cross. John 19:30. Therefore, when Jesus received the sour wine, he said, Tetelestai. In English? It's finished, right? Certainly non-negotiable. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. Here in the Gospel of John, we read one of the last seven statements spoken from God the Son on the cross. Tetelestai. That's what they used to write on bank loans when they were paid off. They had a Tetelestai stamp, which meant, who knows it? Paid in full. But paid in full. Wish they would have put that on our mortgage. Get out that old stamp. Paid in full. And I love, you know, I'm a word free. I love parsing words. A word in the perfect tense. It means something that took place in the past that you still feel the effects of in the future. Like when he says, it is written. And here's, it is finished. It's something that took place in the past that you're still feeling it today. Its effects go on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And it is finished. The price for your sin is finished. That's why we don't believe in purgatory or anything else. Because the Bible says that when Jesus died on the cross, he shouted out, Tetelestai, which is paid in full. You don't need to work off your sins anywhere else. To be absent from the body is present with the Lord. He paid your sins in full. No one else will suffer for your sins. You don't have to work them off. No one's got to buy you out of anywhere. Jesus paid it all, we sing. All to him I owe. Number six, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Romans 10:9. Why don't you turn there? Romans 10:9. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has, what's it say? Raised him from the dead. Who would have thought that being raised from the dead's got anything to do with your salvation? Half the church doesn't even believe in the resurrection anymore. Look at how your salvation hinges on not whether it that you believe it. It's true whether or not you believe it or not. if you confess with your mouth, better yet, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Don't believe it in your heart, you won't be saved. And you've missed the whole faith. That your life, this is not all of it, friends. This is just a small microcosm of your life. Eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those that love him. I can't tell you how many people that call themselves Christians don't believe in the resurrection. Even those, not Pharisees, Sadducees. And that's why they were sad, you see, because they don't believe in the resurrection. I'd be sad too. That's why all these liberals go around taking their life. Live, eat, drink, die, call in, what's his name there? What's his name again? Kevorkian, and take your own life. Because they don't believe that there's more to this life than living and dying, and there is. Not just for those that believe, but for those that don't believe, too. That's what I tell Satan every 3 a.m. is there's more to this life, Smedley. I know where you're going, devil. You're going into the lake of fire. And then, mysteriously enough, he leaves me. He didn't want to hear that. Because it's the truth. Because it's written down in this book. In the end, God wins. All right. Look once again at Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's a classic case of if and then. Listen to Jesus' words in John chapter 11. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Like all the, maybe your husbands or wives, everyone that we know, Christians that have left this world. He that believes in me, though he may die, that's every Christian up to this point. Though he may die, he shall live. Hallelujah. Do you believe Jesus at his word? And everyone, now get this cryptic statement. Everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. What's this mean? This means there's a special group of people, Bill, that are going to be alive when he comes back that aren't ever going to die. Count me in. That's the number one thing on my bucket list. Not dying. Why not? I don't want to die. That's on my bucket list. I want to be like Elijah. All I know is that I've done my part. I believe. Now, if he comes back before this old 98-cent Twinkie-filled body dies and leaves this world, I'll never die. Then he says, believest thou this? My point is, Jesus is the resurrection.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration.